I'm Steve Miller reporting. The White House said Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump is supporting efforts to tighten federal background checks on gun buyers in the aftermath of last week's shooting of 17 that killed 17 people at a Florida high school. Bill Gallo has more.
A bipartisan bill calls for a system of incentives and penalties to encourage government entities throughout the U.S. to report information about people with mental health issues or criminal backgrounds. In Washington, Democratic lawmakers often call for tighter controls on gun purchases, while Republicans often oppose them, saying they would violate the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that enshrines gun ownership. Unlike many gun control proposals, the National Rifle Association, the dominant gun lobby in the U.S., supports improving the background check system. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Washington is refocused on the Russia probe after Special Counsel Robert Mueller's indictment of 13 Russians accused of interfering with the 2016 presidential election. Russian's foreign minister on Monday dismissed the indictment, saying that the charges lacked evidence. President Trump on Twitter said interpreted the charges as a reason to end the investigations of possible collusion by elements of his campaign. Police and militia commanders said the Islamic State militants ambushed a convoy of government-backed militia fighters near the northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk late Sunday, killing at least 25. Adi al-Amiri, the leader of the Badr Brigade, has vowed revenge and comforted relatives of some of the victims. For additional stories, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Anita Powell reports that South Africa's opposition harshly criticized new President Cyril Ramaphosa's first state